When the knock sounded on her kitchen door 2 hours later, Zoe paused for a beat to call out, "Door's open!" Then resumed typing as her friend Helen stepped in the kitchen. "Give me a sec," Zoe said, squinting at the screen. "Just need to add this bit about the romantic road." Zoe was mid-thought, summing up her most recent copy-editing job for Smart Travel's Germany, Switzerland, and Austria guidebook. Her fingers were only a little quivery now, but she was glad she didn't have more typing today after she finished this round of edits. Zoe was vaguely aware that Helen marched across the kitchen and plunked her oversized purse on the island across from Zoe with a firmness that jangled the heavy gold hardware on the designer bag. Zoe finished the sentence with a flourish. "What did you bring?" She broke off as she finally looked up and saw Helen's face. Helen slapped a narrow folder on the island in the same way that a Regency gentleman might have smacked the cheek of a rival, challenging him to a duel. Zoe leaned back. "What's wrong?" Helen almost looked as if she wished she could swat Zoe with the paper instead of the island. Under her golden brown bangs, Helen's face flushed, and her lips pressed into a thin, determined line. It was so unlike Helen's normally sweet and serene expression that Zoe asked, "Did the cleaners lose your orange Armani jacket again?" "No, here." Helen stabbed the folder with her French manicured fingernail. "What is it?" Zoe asked warily. Helen in this state never lasted long. You just had to wait out the storm, kind of like the tornadoes that ripped across the Texas plains in the spring. It would all be over in a couple of minutes. Helen shoved the paper across the island. "That is an intervention." "Okay," Zoe said slowly. "Tucker and I are going to Atlantis in the spring." "That should be an interesting trip, since it's a lost city and all." "The resort in the Bahamas?" "Oh, I see," Zoe said, despite the fact that she'd never heard of it. Zoe's travel dream destination centered on other locales, namely Europe. She'd had her fill of tropical islands during her tween years, courtesy of her mom's ambition to be a star, which had landed their rather dysfunctional blended family on a deserted island for a cable reality show. "Well, that's great," Zoe said, at a loss for why Helen looked almost furious. "Shouldn't you be happier? I mean, you are talking about a vacation here, right?" "I'm buying you a ticket. You're going with us. It's my Christmas present to you." "What?" Zoe opened the folder and took out a glossy brochure. A giant pink-hued building on a white beach filled the top of the brochure. On the lower portion, a family immersed in brilliant blue water laughed as they petted the slick head of a dolphin. Off to the side sat a massive water slide designed to look like a Mayan temple. "It's a little early for Christmas," Zoe said lightly. Helen didn't crack a smile. Unlike Zoe, who had a budget so tight that it might as well be in a straitjacket, Helen had disposable income. A few years ago, when Tucker had been fresh out of law school and only a lowly associate, Zoe and Helen had both watched every penny. But Tucker was moving up the ranks at his firm quickly. His growing income, combined with Helen's income from her job at the county clerk's office, meant that Helen could spend more on a blouse than Zoe did in a month on groceries.